Amen. Amen again. Welcome to worship, Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church and the uttermost parts of the world. Let us pray. Speak to us now, O Lord, we pray. Speak to our souls today. For this is why we come, dear Lord. We are now ready for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway. Heaven and earth will pass, but your word will forever last. So God, we just pray that you would take your word and break it up so we can eat it, draw strength from it, and then digest it so someone else may be helped. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. There is a game called golf whereby you take a club and you hit a ball that's about 1.2 inches in diameter into a hole that's around about 4 inches in diameter. The game is made up of difficulties called hazards that are laid about on a course. And the idea of scoring is to navigate this little ball over the course while you manage it. Now, the game has some side effects. When you're out on the course, you might hear some strange language, some speaking in tongues. Internally and externally. You might see folk take a club, bend it, and throw it in the water. It has some side effects. It can give you headaches. It give you heartaches, discouragement, and disappointments while you're on the course. But the question was asked of a professional American golfer, a man, one of five who have only won the PGA at least 4 times. One who's made a major contribution to the golf of gaming, and his name is Ben Hogan. But a question was asked of Ben Hogan. It said, Mr. Hogan, why is it that when players leave the course, they leave in some predicament? The impact of the game causes so much headache and heartache. And Ben Hogan's answer was, they came for the wrong reason. They miss the experience. They came for the wrong reason, and they miss the experience. And I believe today in life that's the problem of many of us, is that we miss the experience and we mix the experience of life. We miss experiencing life and we miss the experience of life. But even more tragically and disappointingly, we miss the experience and the experiencing the life giver. Not only do we miss the experience in life, we miss the experience of life, but more tragically, we miss experiencing the life giver. So just for a few moments today, I want to talk about, and staying with our series, How to Experience God, the Creator and Giver of Life. The purpose of this message is to inspire those who need Jesus and to encourage those who know Jesus. So come with me to Micah chapter 4, verse number 2. If you have your Bibles, start back there in Malachi and roll over 7 books to Micah. Micah was an Old Testament prophet called by God to be a prophetic voice to the nation of Israel. His primary responsibility was to expose the sinful practices of the failed nation and to challenge them to move from their old way of living to a healthier, new, next level experience with their Creator God. that have just come off of what you call a divine spanking for their misbehavior, their pagan participation. And now they're just like a little kid. You know, when you used to get a little whooping, Brother Burrow was calling it a spanking, back in the whooping. My mom was sitting over there. It's a whooping. You know, after you get to catching a whooping, you be ready to do the right thing. You be ready. And so Israel is now ready. And Michael gives instructions to the nation of Israel to take them to a new and next level living. Don't you want to know what it's about? Michael chapter 4, verse 2. And it says, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, that we may teach us, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his path. For Zion will go forth the law, even the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Michael tells the nation of Israel, go basically to the house of the Lord. Now, when he tells them, he uses the expression of go to the mountain. And what he's basically saying is go to the high place of authority. You can't go anywhere for information. So he tells Israel, go to the high place where there's authority. And where we go in this day and time, we call it the house of God, the place of worship. But in order to experience God, you must go to the house of God where the people of God gather. In order to experience God, you must go to the house of God where the people of God gather. Micah 4:2a, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. There is really nothing magical about this house. But there is something magical in the house. From the parking lot all the way to the pulpit, there's something magical. And he's saying to somebody today, you're in the right place. You're up to and at the Lord's house. It's magical because I get to sit in what you call the blessings of obedience, because I know MOD is out there watching my car to make sure nobody don't steal my hubcaps. It's the experience. And sometimes we miss those little small things. I get a chance to listen to the maestro of music at the Good Hope Church, Elder Taylor. That's a luxury. That's an experience, and that's experiencing God. I get to hear testimonies from Sister Faye this morning that was awesome, the way she interacted with God. It's a special treat to come here on a Sunday morning, but it's even more special when you prepare on a Saturday. And then when you get here and you hear a word from God, and then that word sounds like it's just been tailored just for you. And then it makes you want to come back the next Sunday. To experience God, we must go to the house of God, where the people of God, where they gather. The second experience, if you're going to experience God, when you get to the house of God, you must hear and be taught the word of God. To experience God, when you get to the house of God, you must hear and be taught the word of God. Micah 4:2b, that he may teach us. The word of God teaches that faith cometh by. Romans 10:17, King James Version. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11:6. And without, it is impossible to please. Well, let me say that again. You missed that. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who what? Seek him. The word of God teaches that the God of creation exists and he's knowable. Romans 1:19-20 in ASB, that which is known about God is evident within them. And I love this piece because it convicts the believer as well as the unbeliever. Because if you pass judgment, chapter 2, that next verse says it convicts you. That which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to to them. So it's something built already within the inside of us. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. The correct view of God is seen through the lens of creation, understanding that God exists and he's knowable. Went to the football game with my son and my grandson. And I'm watching the game and I'm looking at the players through my binoculars. And I hand the binoculars to my grandson. And my grandson said, T-Paw. Oh, they call me T-Paw. He said, T-Paw, I really can't see the people because they look so far away. I took the binoculars and I simply flipped them around. Because sometimes you can't see God because he looks so far away. And I'm just trying to tell somebody, if you look through the right lenses, if you look through the lens of creation, you will see God in the right view. It's a distorted view when God looks far away. And I don't need God to be far away. When I'm sick, I need God right here. I don't need him over there with a distorted view, because I can't see him, I can't feel him. Because when I need him by my side. And you got to be careful about having a distorted view because you're looking through the wrong lens, because there are other gods. You definitely meeting them in this day and time. Hey, here's an indicator. Here's an indicator of your God. I tell you who your God is. What you rise with and what you go down with, that's your God. Let me get in somebody Kool-Aid right here. If you rise with Twitter and you go down with Twitter, that's probably your God. Now, for the rest of y'all that have to do TikTok, we'll be having those funerals on next week, brother. You go down with Facebook and you rise with Facebook. That's probably your God, Elder. And you got to be careful about rising and going down with a God that's not the creator God. It can distort your view of who he really is. And you follow somebody and get radicalized by what you see and hear on the internet that is misinformation and disinformation and designed to destroy you. I had to go look up that word, disinformation. I didn't know what that was until certain person wanted to run for president. But I better keep it moving right here, because I'm. To experience God, you've got to go to the house of God where the people of God are. This is where the magic is and where God is. To experience God, when you get to the house of God, you must hear and be taught the word of God. To experience God, after you hear the word of God, learn the ways of God. Look at Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And that sounds intimidating. But when you know who God is, and when you understand that he's sovereign, let me give you a quick definition. He sees all, he knows all, and he has all power to do whatever he wants to do when he feel like it without your permission. Let me say that again. That sounds pretty good. He knows all, he sees all, And he has all power to do whatever he wants to do when he feels like it, with the person he wants to do it with, where he wants to do it with, and he owes you no explanation. And I just love that, because when I think about his thoughts versus my thoughts and my ways versus his ways, he's got a lot to work with. And that's why you get confused sometimes when it doesn't go your way. It didn't go Mary's way. Gabriel just showed up and said, hey, God's got some plans. And isn't it amazing when you have plans and God show up, then your plans turn to ideas. How you know it's him? Because it comes into fruition. Mary had an issue with that. What do you mean I'm going to be pregnant? But she bought into it. And she said yes. And she said, then I will. It's a luxury having God on your side. I need him right here. But when I call him, he has an arsenal. He's got everything to work with in creation to make me and to be what he wants me to be. Learn the ways of God. It's interesting. You know, one of the things I love is my GPS. It's amazing that it anticipates my movements. I like that sometimes. In other words, when I tell it where I want to go, it sends me where I want to go. But here's what I love about it. For every wrong turn that I make, it makes another decision for me. And the wonderful thing about it don't talk back to me and talk crazy to me when I make a mistake. It knows my movement. It has another way without judging me. I love it if I make a mistake, if I make a wrong turn. Somebody here today, you made a wrong turn. But God is giving you another way out. And that's what I love about it. Every time I make a bad turn, it's going to give me a way out. And somebody today, even in the back, you've made a bad turn. But I want you to say yes to God today and say, I will. Activate your yes. Because every bad turn you have, God has a way out. He has so much power and authority that in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3, God said something. And what did he say? Let there be light. That's a lot of power. Because if he doesn't say let there be light, we sitting right now here in the darkness arguing with each other. Let there be light. That's authority and power. Mary, you're going to be pregnant today, but guess what? She got pregnant and ushered in the Son of God. Go to the house of God where the people of God gather. And when you get there, hear and be taught the word of God. But to experience, after you go hearing the word of God, learn the ways of God. And finally, to experience God after you have learned the ways of God, you must walk in the will of God. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those who he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. The will of God is to shape us to be a snapshot of his Son. I need to let you know, you are the portrait. The snapshot of Jesus is best experienced to me in our food pantry. And it was amazing. A couple of weeks ago, I had an opportunity to work on side of Brother Ward. And I had a conversation with him, and he talked about the consecutive weeks and months that he's been blessed to serve. And I asked him, I said, man, why are you doing this? He says, where God wants me to be. And somebody today, I need to ask you the question, are you where God really wants you to be? Because here at the Good Hope Church, we have some things in place to help you get to where God wants you to go and to be what God wants you to be. I was so proud to be working on Side of Brother Ward, but I also met two other guys, and we had them on a video last week, and I hope he's in the house. Marvin, if you're in the house, holler at me before you go. And the other brother was Brian Brown, and I invited them to come back to Good Hope and serve in the food pantry. Because here's what was happening. When I was standing up there handing out the food, then they gave me another bag to add to the bags that I was already given, and it ended up being five bags of food. Thank you, Chris Johnson. And the brother came up, one of the brothers came up grabbing a bag of food, and he couldn't hardly grab all of them. And I looked at him, I said, ain't God good? He could barely hold and grab all of the things that he had. And it snapped on me, that's the opportunity to be salt and light and encourage that brother that God is taking care of you. And as I look out in my audience, I can say, God is taking care of you too. No, I'd skip you. I go out in the parking lot and I can tell God taking care of you too. Look at Matthew 25 and 45 NIV. The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. Let me give you one statistic that indicates salt and light in the food pantry. One statistic. The food pantry statistics for 2024 is that over 4,000 individuals were served, along with 21,322 households. Somebody hold my mule. Because here's the deal. The script can be flipped. See, you could be here today and gone today. You can be in your house today and it be burned up today. But let me close with this, because what was interesting about that golf course, I was playing with a friend of mine, and we were in the car and we got to the water. And Elder, when I got to the water, I took three strokes and could not get that ball across the wall. He said, get in the car. I was just standing there. Because I got to take this swing. He said, no, get in the car. I got in the car and we drove around to the other side of the water. I looked back and that was a long way. But he looked at me again. He said, now reach into your bag, get a ball, make a drop. And I'm just standing there looking at him. He said, look in your bag and get a ball and make a drop. And then take a shot. Somebody didn't get it over there. We drove around my troubles. Sometimes you may not be able to go over your troubles, and God will give you what you need to go around your troubles. He said, reach in your bag, take a ball, make a drop, and take a shot. Oh, they're not getting it over there. Hold on. Here we go over here. Hold on. He said, look in your bag, take a ball, make a drop, and take a shot. Here's what somebody, you're not getting it. Somebody here today, you know you're not where God wants you to be. When you look back, you see your troubles. You see all the opportunities that you had to take a shot and you couldn't make it. And God has allowed you to drive around, to get on the other side, to reach in your bag, make a drop, and take a shot. See, you're not, they're not getting it over there. See, what you don't know, what happened to me last year, that I contracted sepsis. You didn't know that. And many of you, I didn't even know how to spell it. And once I learned how to spell it, I looked it up. And I saw how the organs in the body can get infected and create a bacteria and drop it in your bloodstream, and then you have contract sepsis. But if you don't find an antibiotic, you become septic. And sometimes God gotta make a drop. And I took that shot because I told him, hey, I activated my yes. And I told him I will. He gave me one more day. Wait. Somebody ain't getting it over there. I took a drop. And I made a shot. And I told him I will. He gave me one more day, Cam. He gave me one more day. One more day. One more time to be up in this place and to see your face. Yeah. Hold my mule. I have two of them. I got up this morning. And I woke up this morning. Go to the house of God where the people of God gather. Experience God. When you get to the house of God here, and be taught the word of God. To experience God, after you hear that word, learn the ways of God. And when you learn the ways of God, walk in the will of God as a witness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we sure do thank you. While we and somebody need to take another shot. And God, you provided them the opportunity right now in this place. If they would just activate their yes and say, I will, and move from where they are to where you want them to be. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody, if you can and if you will, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet if you can and if you will. Because there's someone on side of you that may need to make a drop and take a shot. And right now, we want to give you an opportunity to be a part of our family. We have designed now and developed a whole new culture here at the Good Hope Church. And we have everything you need to get you from where you are to where God wants you to be. We have I will. We have experiencing God. We have rooted and grounded. We got a whole lot of stuff. God said, you have no excuse not to know me. You have no excuse not to be involved in ministry. You have no excuse not to be able to experience standing on side of Brother Ward in the food pantry, knowing that you're doing what God wants you to do. That was a grand day. And somebody right now, we're going to ask that you would come and join our family as Maestro sings.
I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing.
I'd let it go if I was you.
Withholding nothing.
I'd let that go.
I surrender.
Come on, sing with us, sing with us.
Everything I give to you.
There's some stuff you gotta let go.
Holding nothing.
Come on, come on. Is there one today? Would you come right now? This is your opportunity. Will you come? Go ahead and make a drop and then just take another shot. Nobody not going to look at you funny. I don't know how many times I took a drop. I'm still taking drops. I'm still making wrong turns. Let that go. You on the other side of that trouble now. God brought you through. And today is your opportunity to activate. Yo, yes, and say I will.
All the big yes. I give you all of me.
there one today. In the balcony, is there one? We'll wait on you.
My Savior.
I'll be here.
Forever.
I give is there one in the balcony?
Give you all of me.
Come on, come on. Just give it. Just give it to you. Make that first step.
My Savior.
Come on, make that first step.
I give you all.
If you make one step, the personal side of you will walk with you. Come on, give it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Forever, I give you all.
Come on. Come on.
Withholding nothing.
Come on.
Withholding nothing.
Make a drive.
Withholding
nothing. Take another shot. Come on, come on, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Come on, hold on, hold on. Here she comes. One more coming. There's another one coming. Is there another? We'll go another round. We'll go another round. Come on, come on, come on. You ought to be praying right now. Come on, push. Woo! Come on, somebody. You ought to be happy. Experiencing God right now. We experiencing God right now. We experiencing God right now. Come on, give them all of you.
Everything I have.
Come on, give them all.
I give you all.
Come on, 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 come on. I hold your peace. Your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Somebody made a drop. And they have said, activated their yes to take another shot, and they're going to say, I will. And God, we thank you for what you've done in this place today. We've experienced you in worship, and we have experienced one another in community. Thank you, Lord. Now bless them in this season of their life, and then guide them where you want them to be and where you want them to go. And God, we ask that you, the family of Good Hope, will cover them, and that we will render and supply to them all that you have blessed us with our gifts, skills, abilities, and our talent. God, thank you for allowing us to be salt and light for a world who may be walking in darkness. Thank you for those who have come. We ask your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen.